Good morning. Welcome to The Blueprint, powered by K Marketing Co. So excited about today's topic for episode 3, which is, are you feeling social media burnout? Let's talk about a strategy. And my guest today is none other than Casey Gaby, who is my co-host on Write That Down. So you guys will get to see the professional fun side of Casey. So, you know, we're excited to have her as our guest here at K Marketing Co. She works with a lot of our clients in marketing, specifically a lot of social media. So I thought she'd be a great guest for us this morning to kind of talk about this burnout. And do I need to be everywhere all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And the social media fatigue.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot. So
yeah.
I hear the question all the time, and I'm sure that you, dealing with our clients and just clients in general, right? Business connections out in the world. Do you really need to be on every platform? And what would be the simple answer?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Definitely 100% not. So the first thing to kind of knock it out is you do not need to be everywhere.
Just like for sure.
We talk about on Write That Down, our other podcast, you don't need to be everything to your children or, you know, whatever. So finding what is most important, focusing on those, and it is more important to be intentional.
Yes.
And
quality over quantity.
Yes.
Always.
Quality over quantity. And we're going to dig into that. And also with that, the message you're going to put out there is going to be so much better because you're intentional about it and you're not burnout. And so therefore the, what's going out there isn't going to be repetitive. It's not going to be half thought through because you're not trying to be too much in too many places. I even know here on days that I'm like, wah, 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 and Maria will be like, you already posted like 3 things today. Like, I'm cutting you off.
She's like, settle down.
You need to calm down. So understanding the pressure. So talk me a little bit about understanding, why do you think that businesses, startups, and nonprofits, why do you think they feel they need to be everywhere?
I feel like social media in general is kind of a pressure cooker, if you will, like for all of us. And it's overwhelming.
Absolutely.
In general. Like, there's new platforms all the time. The algorithm changes all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I describe it as like throwing spaghetti at the wall. Like you, sometimes something that works one day doesn't work the next day.
And, or the whiplash.
Like, and something that works on one platform doesn't work on another platform. And it's very frustrating sometimes. And when you see results for a minute and then you don't.
Yes.
So it can be kind of hard to nail down.
Yes.
What you're doing,
and
honestly.
Just like in every other aspect of your business.
Yes.
Understanding why are you doing it?
Yes.
And if you're doing it just because everybody else is doing it, like, that goes back to like that teenage peer pressure. Like, if everybody else was going to jump off a cliff, would you jump off too?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But understanding that when it comes to social media, example being choosing what platforms to be on, which we'll dig into in a minute. But really thinking, how do I make sure that I am doing the right thing? So I guess we don't even have to delay that. Let's jump right into choosing the right platform.
Yeah.
So how, Casey, you know, would you go about talking to a client about choosing what platform would be best for them?
Well, you always really want to be intentional about, is posting on this platform going to support my growth? Or am I just posting to
say that I did it?
Yeah, to potentially become famous, or
and like how there. Does that? How does going? That's a great.
Does
question.
Becoming famous
or
help me
viral.
As a plumber?
Right.
Like, or
how does going viral help me if I'm a local service based or B2B business?
Yes.
It doesn't matter if so and so in so and so country made you go viral.
Yeah. Like, if you have like a little online clothing boutique, amazing for you.
Absolutely.
Go viral.
Go viral.
Do it. Be on all the platforms. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of like the small locally owned businesses that we work with, it's really not helpful.
Right.
For them.
Right.
To do something
like
that.
You want to have the right message.
Yes.
To the right audience.
Yes, exactly.
As a small business owner, you want to think to yourself, who is my ideal client and where are they hanging out?
Yeah, exactly.
Hanging out meaning hanging out online. So if you're a B2B business, some of those things would be, example, LinkedIn, YouTube Shorts. And on that same note, which you talk about with us all the time, is are you hard selling all the time or are you giving content that is educational, that is building a reputation?
The know, like, and trust. Yeah.
Correct. No. Say it again.
The know, like, and trust. Because you're more likely to purchase from or hire someone that you know and you like and you trust.
Correct.
Rather than just hiring someone random.
Right.
That you
and
Googled.
We say this even on the e-commerce side of things, which honestly is not even just e-commerce. It's if you're selling a service, every business is selling something, is when you instantly go to the sale.
Yeah.
Or discounting your product. You are devaluing yourself and your goal is to have something that people keep coming back to.
Yes.
And if you're constantly, this is on sale, this is discounted, this is buy me, sign up, blah, blah, blah. You are creating follower fatigue.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you aren't giving them something to keep coming back for more. So that's something to really think about. And what content do you enjoy? Like, if it's something, if you're not good at social media, which I'm sure we
most
hear that.
People feel that, yeah, especially the service-based industries that we work with. Hate it.
But I know. But there's something to be said. Example, if you're in the service industry and you set up a camera on a tripod and do a time-lapse video of you doing a good job, that's something people like to see. It's building trust.
Yeah.
It's showing that you came to the job site, you fixed the problem, you did it the first time, and you're not saying, hire me, X, Y, and Z, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You're saying, this is me doing X, Y, and Z well.
I am that trust factor is huge, especially when you're like allowing people into your home.
Right. And so thinking,
showcasing that in an online presence is a big deal.
As you just said, too, this is a little off topic, but making sure that if you're out in the world creating content, that you ask for permission.
Yes.
On if you're recording other people or if you're recording inside of a client's home, their office,
Absolutely.
Et cetera.
Absolutely.
The worst possible thing that you would want to have happen is to have a situation come up where someone is upset because of something that you took and posted in their home, in their office of them that they weren't aware of.
Definitely.
So that was just a little sidebar. But also, that's a good way to have good social media
definitely good etiquette there.
So let's say that I am a boutique shop owner.
Yes.
And I sell online.
Okay.
What would be the best platforms that I should focus my energy on?
Well, what kind of boutique is it?
Ooh, clothing.
Clothing? So like clothing for who? Talking about like clothing for my grandma or like clothing
clothing for professional women.
Professional women. Okay. So like the whole online factor that just opens it up to like a whole new world.
New world.
In that sense, I would say maybe do TikTok.
Maybe.
Instagram. Definitely. Facebook.
Yeah.
LinkedIn. I mean, LinkedIn's really big right now, but I wouldn't focus as much on LinkedIn.
I wouldn't focus on much because you're not trying to build the business-to-business relationships. Nope. You're trying to sell.
I feel like you should have like the LinkedIn account.
Correct. And I think the LinkedIn piece is a little bit because you do have professional women and that is where they're hanging out.
Yes.
But you are trying to reach, as a boutique owner, a larger geographic space. And the focus of your business is on the product.
Yeah. And especially with Instagram and with TikTok, they also have like the e-commerce platforms built in.
Yep.
So that's important as well.
Now, on the flip side, let's say that I'm a B2B and I am in the tech space.
Okay. Facebook.
Facebook.
Instagram.
Instagram. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, probably because that's where, I personally marry Facebook and Instagram as like a...
Well, they're both Meta.
Like twins. Yeah. It's both Meta. Mm-hmm. So yes, yeah. I think that's important.
Yeah. I don't know, but I see a lot of techie, nerdy guys use TikTok.
So crazy.
I know you don't like TikTok.
I don't.
But like I have a lot of techie, nerdy guy friends.
I don't like TikTok simply for the security piece. Yeah. But as a techie person, I would say if you are offering something that is a wider reach, yes, TikTok. Mm-hmm. And if you feel comfortable being on camera and are willing to invest.
It has to be a certain type of content. True.
Right. So, and that's kind of on the comfortability level of things. Mm-hmm. But again, if you're comfortable being on camera, I also think that YouTube Shorts is a great place for you.
Oh, yeah.
To be putting out content. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we hear clients say, well, I don't want to give away everything that I do. You're not.
No.
Like, you're just showing that you are knowledgeable about what you do and that they should remember you when they are in a situation that they need that. Or everybody has, you know, 250 people that they know that are in their on their wedding list, right?
Yep.
And when that person talks about whatever the product or services that you need, that they think about you. But I would say that as B2B, it is super important to be on LinkedIn, super important to make professional connections that are married, or I would say in conjunction with making sure that you're doing local business events, networking.
Absolutely.
All of that is important. And I think that you really have to look at, is your social media going to be consistent?
Yeah.
And what pieces do you feel comfortable doing?
So, yeah, it also depends on like the character and the personality of
who the person
is. Who the person is too.
And the business. If you are in B2B but you don't want to be on camera, there's no point in having a YouTube channel. There's
no goofy.
Point.
Yeah.
Right. So investing in what brings you joy, it comes back to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And focusing on those platforms and picking maybe 2 to 3 that you like and really honing in on those instead of trying to be all to all everywhere. And really making sure that if you need it, just like everything else in business, that you're reaching out to the people that best support you in that place.
Yep.
Just like if you're not good at accounting, you hire an accountant.
100%.
It's the same thing with your marketing. If that's not your joy spot or something
outsource
you're good at, you need to outsource it. You need to outsource it to somebody who understands social media and understands what your goals are from your business. All right. So, Casey, give me an example of how setting up all these platforms to say, I'm going to be everything, I'm going to do everything, or if we've already done that.
Yeah.
What is the negative, right? Because I think some people say, well, I'm just on everything and that's a good thing. What negative thing could happen from being on platforms that you aren't taking care of?
You could either not be maintaining them. So if someone goes to one of those platforms and it's just totally dead, it looks like you don't have a business anymore, which is very confusing to your consumer.
They may assume,
if you that you're no longer in business.
Correct. If you haven't posted in 3 years, that you must have gone out of business.
Definitely. Especially if it's just a total drop off.
Yeah.
Or if
that actually, on that note too, could affect your hiring.
Definitely.
Because that company thinks that you aren't relative anymore. That you aren't like, I'm just looking at from a hiring. If I went to look at a job somewhere and I went and clicked on their LinkedIn, they haven't posted since 2018.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's a company that's moving forward, stepping into the future. And maybe they just determined that that wasn't a platform they wanted to be on, but then they should just close the account.
Yeah.
So, sorry, keep going.
Definitely. No, you're fine. You could also, if you're just doing it poorly in general, that can also be a reflection of your professionalism.
Yeah.
Like if you are posting a really goofy, blurry picture.
Yeah. Another thing is if you're not setting up the platform properly.
Yes.
So if you've set up a LinkedIn account, put the professional headshot. Make sure that you have your business information correct. I can't tell you how many websites or how many social media platforms when we do a marketing audit, we find very simple things that they're like, oh no, like they have an old phone number. They have an old
Yeah. Make sure your information is relevant. Yes. Yeah.
They have, which again is an incomplete setup. They don't have a description of their business. Mm-hmm. They have put a profile picture, but they haven't put a cover picture. Mm-hmm. The picture is blurry or pixelated.
Yep.
Their hours are wrong. They moved. They, yep. I mean, just crazy stuff that
it sounds like common knowledge, right? But it happens all the time.
It does happen all the time.
Yeah.
And also on that note, which is a little off the topic, but make sure that the proper ownership is there, that you mm-hmm. know the login information, mm-hmm. you know the email address that things are attached mm-hmm. to, of all those, because we've also run into situations specifically with nonprofits that they don't know who mm-hmm. made the account.
We can't get in.
And we yep. can't get in. And mm-hmm. and that's a problem too. Again, back to the fatigue where you've yep. made too many social
years
media
and years
accounts
ago.
Years ago. And yep. and you need to be very diligent about what you're doing.
Yeah, who's upkeeping it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Another great thing, and Emma in our office says this all the time, is reuse content. And what I mean yep. by that is don't keep posting the exact same picture over and over and over again. That's yeah. not what I'm saying by reusing content.
Uh-huh.
But reusing content that if you, example, we're creating a podcast, we record it, plus we do yep. the audio, plus we mm-hmm. do clips, and yep. the clips go up onto our Instagram yep. and onto our YouTube shorts.
Yep.
So we're using the same content and using it in multiple different
ways. Yeah, you're stretching it.
Ways, mm-hmm. right? So you're stretching your content out is going to help you with that fatigue piece because you're expanding your reach of that content.
Yep.
So to regroup us.
Yes.
Is it's okay to opt out of platforms that don't serve you.
Yes.
So you have permission.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You should deactivate those accounts.
Mm-hmm. Don't just let them sit there.
I would strongly encourage, though, deactivating them, not deleting them,
mm-hmm.
Because that gives you protection over that user, like the name of your company, mm-hmm. the extension of your company.
Yes.
So that if you ever in the future decide that that's a platform that you want to take,
have it. Yep.
You still have it. You're not behind if you're not jumping on every trend.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good thing. Every
yeah, there's
trend
a lot
is
of them.
Not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yep. again, when you're jumping on the trend, asking yourself why.
Yeah.
Why am I
doing?
Don't just do it. Why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
What is the message behind yeah. it?
Is this beneficial?
Is this
for
beneficial
my growth?
Of my growth? Yes,
mm-hmm.
that's really good. Also, on that is having a smart plan again mm-hmm. for your marketing as a whole.
Yep,
and how social media plays into a piece of that marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy when you are on social media on your own personal time to also scroll. And then when mm-hmm. you're scrolling, you see, oh, this idea and this idea and just jumping all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes getting those ideas are good. Let them sit. One of the things that I like to do personally is when I get a good idea, whoever the team member is on our staff mm-hmm. that is connected to whatever that idea is that I might've watched on a reel, I
yeah.
send it to them and I let it sit with them. And we don't just like come in the next day and boom, we're
yeah.
implementing that. We let it sit. We let the person who that's their department think about it
mm-hmm.
and then create a plan to implement it. Give yourself permission to do less, but do more well.
Yeah.
So that would be another thing is instead of just
quality over quantity.
Quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said is a takeaway point. So if you're listening to the podcast today
yeah.
and you're thinking, ooh, go back and do an audit on your own social media.
Yeah.
Go back and one, look at where you are and
mm-hmm.
go through it through the eyes of the consumer and
yeah.
think to yourself, is what I'm saying what I want to say to the right people?
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying it consistently?
Mm-hmm.
Am I giving something of value or am I just asking for the call to action all the time?
Yeah.
And is my posting, my branding, all of that consistent and coherent?
Mm-hmm.
And do I have fatigue? Where do I need to ask for help? How am I valuing my time and how is this helping the goals that I have for my business?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just doing it to say that I did it? Because that will also
burn you out.
Burn you out, and also it will
not
show.
Get you anywhere.
It won't
yeah.
get you anywhere.
Yeah, it's pointless.
Yeah. What other final kind of closing points do you have?
I mean, I would
kind of in our initial launch into social. I mean, and that was something I said last week too when we were talking about SEO and behind the pretty stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This one, I want our first kind of podcast to be very baseline.
Yeah.
And then we're going to keep digging into that deeper, but we have to have a baseline to get started. So,
yeah, I mean, don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it.
Keep it quality mm-hmm. over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it intentional,
mm-hmm.
sustainable,
yep.
and consistent.
I mean, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's social media.
That's it.
And don't burn yourself out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I agree with that. Is pick, mm-hmm. pick what's important, stick with that, and build upon that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what we got for this week. Social media. Don't get burnt out.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.